Good morning, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffer at Leffer Commodities. Tom, time once again for some more USDA crop report, production reports, planted acreage reports, and a lot of variables this time around. A lot of flooding going on. Didn't know if people were going to get the corn planted. There's droughts. How did we end up here?
Well, we saw our report come out this morning. No disappointments. A big surprise. We saw that last year. We are seeing it again this year. USDA, once again, throwing everybody off to the opposite direction as we thought we was going to see. Wheat, corn, and soybeans also larger grain stock numbers than what was anticipated. Wheat coming in 861 million bushels, corn coming in at 3.67 billion bushels, and soybeans at 619 million bushels. Our stocks are larger than anticipated. Now, the big surprise, corn acreage, after seeing USDA adjust it lower back in the June 9th report, they have went and pushed it right back up even higher than what it was the March 31st point, having it pegged at 92.3 million acres, second largest corn acreage since World War II. On top of that, when you look at production, they're estimating the corn production a record 13.5 billion bushels. Soybeans, we're looking at a smaller acreage there, 75.2 million acres. The all wheat came in just a little bit lower than trade was looking for at 56.4 million. And our cotton acreage came in a little bit larger than expected at 13.73 million acres. I think there's going to be a lot of controversy, a lot of discussion about this after the news starts to settle in. It's no doubt going to be a lower opening this morning for all of our markets, and we will most likely see at least the corn limit down today on this news.